Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God for our special devotion this morning on the second Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 13 to 16, as follows. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. As another school year comes to an end, and when graduations and graduation parties are all around us, we naturally think about the children. When it comes to our children, we are very careful to do everything we can for them, aren't we? We cannot calculate the time, the love, the energy that we pour into our young ones. We give them gifts that make them smile and laugh. We feed them when they are hungry and buy them warm coats and boots for the winter. We take them to school and pick them up again. We make sure they get to the doctor when they are sick. We shuttle them to ball games and to other recreation. Think of the countless hours, the many days that you adults have spent caring for children over the years. Children are the high point in our lives. Children, grandchildren, and sometimes even great-grandchildren. Any of us would go to the very ends of the earth, wouldn't we, for our children. We want to do the very best that we possibly can for them. But what is the best thing? As it turns out, the best thing we can do for them does not involve providing them with all the latest toys to play with. It's not about getting them a college degree either. It is not about getting them the fanciest clothes or taking them on expensive vacations to see faraway places. It is not about making sure they get the best job and earn lots of money. The best thing, the most important thing for us to do for our children is what the parents today in our Bible reading did. It says, people were bringing little children to Jesus. There are many good things that we do for our children, many important things that we do for them. But none of it matters in the end if a child does not know Jesus. Just like Jesus himself said, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Mothers and fathers came to the house that day while Jesus was teaching. They went out of their way to come. They went out of their way to come and ask for the Lord's gracious hand upon their little ones. They wanted Jesus to pray for their children, to say some good words to them, to speak a blessing that would give their children hope and would give them a future in heaven. Bringing our children to Jesus is the best thing that we can do for them, because our children need what Jesus does for them more than they need anything else. And what every child needs is something that none of them are born with: righteousness, goodness, holiness. They need to measure up to what God expects of every human being. You see, God insists that people do what he says. He insists that we do not ignore his laws and commandments, but rather that we keep them. And he is so serious about this that he told the people of Israel, "Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy." And so if you want to stand with God, there can be no sin, because God cannot have anything to do with anything that is wrong, anything that is unrighteous, anything that is sinful. But no child at birth is righteous. In fact, the Bible says it is just the opposite. King David writes in the Psalms, "Surely I was sinful at birth." And in the letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul says that we have inherited a sinful nature from our parents, who inherited it from their parents, all the way back to the first two parents, Adam and Eve. Romans chapter 5 teaches us that sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all men because all sinned. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and this includes our children from the moment they are conceived and born. From the moment they are born, they fall short of God's glory, of his holiness, of his righteousness. And that is why bringing our children to Jesus is the best thing we can ever do for them. Because they need the righteousness, the holiness, the goodness that only Jesus can give to them. For it was Jesus who covered the unrighteousness of us all. And he did that on that famous cross outside of Jerusalem, where the Bible tells us that Jesus became an offering to God for the guilt of the world. It was John the Baptist who pointed to Jesus and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus, the Son of God, he was perfect in every way. He was righteous and holy without sin. He pleased the Father in heaven. And he gave himself into death, giving the most valuable offering that could be given, an offering that covered all of our wrongdoing, all of our unrighteousness, and the sin guilt of our children as well. And that is why we bring our children to Jesus, so that he can bless them and say to them, "I have died for you. Your debt to God is paid. Now you are holy and righteous in the sight of God." It is of eternal importance for our children to hear this and to know this and to trust in this. Because it is through faith in Jesus that we receive the benefits of his death for us. Like it says in John 3:16, the most famous verse in the scriptures, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God gave his Son Jesus into death, declaring the whole world not guilty. And through believing that Jesus' righteousness is ours, it becomes ours personally. Through faith, we receive the blessing of eternal life in heaven. That is why we bring our children to Jesus, so that he can teach them that he is the Lamb of God, so that they can be led to believe this and to be saved in the end, rising from the dead to join their living Jesus in the life to come. It is never too early to bring a child to Jesus. It is never too late. The parents in our lesson today brought babies, infants to Jesus so that he could speak words of forgiveness and blessing over them. Sometimes our young people are a little older when they come to Jesus. But we pray that they all be brought to him. Our youngest ones we bring often as early as a few days old to baptism in our church. We bring them to Jesus very early. As the book of Titus says, baptism is a washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Even the littlest baby can be brought to Jesus. And Jesus takes them in his arms and blesses them, washing away their guilt and their sin in the waters of baptism. Babies, even though they cannot express their faith or even fully understand what it is, this is no obstacle to Jesus. In baptism, he puts his name on them. Their sins are washed away, and they are brought to faith in Christ. They too have been given the righteousness from God that they need and the blessing of eternal life. Just because children are young and small does not mean they cannot be brought to Jesus. Any of our children can be brought to Jesus. Jesus washes away our sin and gives us the faith to believe that. This is not to say that there are no obstacles in bringing our children to Jesus or that it is always easy to do so. Take Jesus' own disciples. They did not think that bringing children to Jesus would do any good. Can you believe that? They somehow imagined that only adults could benefit from Jesus, could really receive his blessing from his hand. And so to his very own disciples, his closest friends, Jesus gave one of the sternest rebukes in Scripture. He was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." They too can believe in Christ and have their sins washed away. But you see, sometimes other people can become obstacles to bringing children to Jesus. Just like the disciples were obstacles on that day. Be alert to this and know that your children need to know and to hear the voice of their Savior, even if others don't think so, even if it is hard for you to bring them to Jesus. Here's another obstacle. Sometimes parents hesitate to bring their children to Jesus because they want to wait and let their children make up their own minds about religion. Parents think, well, when they're adults, then they can choose for themselves what they want to do. There is not a single place in the Bible where it says this is a good idea. Just the opposite. Parents are repeatedly told to teach their children the things of God, to tell his mighty acts from one generation to another. We are not to wait until the devil gets a foothold. We don't let our children decide whether or not they wish to be buckled in the car, do we? Even more so when they need to be brought to Jesus. So we bring them to Christ that he might teach them and instruct their hearts. In the end, yes, a person's faith is his own. But to keep children away from Jesus until later is dangerous. Our children are uniquely positioned to receive the blessings that Jesus wants to give to them. The forgiveness of their sins and eternal life in heaven. They are uniquely positioned to receive these blessings because their childlike thinking accepts what Jesus says. Their young faith has not yet been battered around by the world. They are not as cynical as we adults tend to be. We, in fact, often need to be more childlike in our faith. And so, we have every reason to get our children to Jesus. They are thirsty for him. They need him. He is reaching out to bless them. Bring your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Bring them to Jesus by using the Bible in your homes, by bringing them to church, by making use of Sunday school and vacation Bible school, by baptizing them, by talking about Christ with young people. Jesus has so much that he wants to give to them. Bring your children to Jesus. Amen.